Yeah, it's going down, man. Donnie Houston Podcast, man. I'm in here. Got my boy Pease. What's the deal?
Sam, bro.
Devo.
Yo, yo.
Lean.
Yeah.
Already, man. We got a special guest. My homeboy, Les.
What's happening, man?
What's going down, man? How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. Good. Y'all done got me right. Y'all done passed me some stuff, so I'm straight. I'm good.
Already, my nigga came here. I almost ain't recognize this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like a third of the size since the last time I seen him. But shit, man. Bro, what's the secret, bro? What's going down, man?
Man, shit just had to get right, man. You know, family got high blood pressure and all that stuff like that. Yes. So just got to get right before that became a problem.
Yeah.
Like nip everything in the bud before it started. So it took like 2 years. It wasn't no, like people be hitting me up like, oh, you lost a lot of weight. And it seemed fast on them, I think, but that shit took a minute.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Well, I was on tour. Tour really made me do that shit because I was on tour with that fool Freddie Gibbs. That nigga could go, you know what I'm saying? Like that nigga, and then he my
with
partner,
that energy
so
and shit, yeah.
He my partner, so he would just have me, you know, he would like work out and shit like that, you know. So
yeah,
came home, just kept the shit going, and that's when I started. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So what you doing? Like, what's the like the fitness routine and shit? Like,
started with boxing, like not fitness boxing. Like, I went trained like I was trying to go fight somebody.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Cause I can't do nothing. Like, I'm sure, like, all of us, like, just that, you know how it is. That should be boring. Like, you know what I mean? Just running be boring. And lifting could get mundane. Like, niggas can be sore. Shit, you want to do some shit that might
some
have
activity
a little, you know,
and
like,
shit.
Activity to it. Yeah. So, like, all right, boxing, cool. Like, you get in there, you feel like, and it's useful because, you know, like, the shit works. If you need it, like, the shit works. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with getting your hands straight and getting used to getting hit in the face.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of niggas ain't used to taking a punch. You get used to taking a punch, you better out there when if and ever happened, so it was entertaining, so it just, you know, it was fun. And then, you know, cardio and shit, I was on the weights tough at a certain point, and I had a motorcycle accident, and I left it alone, and I just never got back at it. Like, I don't know, I didn't really fuck with it. I was kind of big for a minute, but I was like, man, fuck that. You gotta do too much to maintain that shit.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah, because I was like at like 195 and I was sitting there for a minute. And then I started lifting after the accident. I was just doing cardio. And next thing I know, I was like 180.
So you went from what to what?
I'm like 169 now.
So, I mean, from...
Oh, I started at 240.
From 240 to 169?
Yeah.
Sheesh. God damn. So what? So you eating different and shit? Like what's the whole nine with that shit?
I mean,
like?
Yeah, that too. Like that was a major thing. Like I gave up my thing that was killing me was drinking, actually. Not liquor, sugary drinks.
Sodas, Coke, and shit, juice.
Lemonade. My dumb ass even thought at a certain point, I'm gonna get rid of all that shit and start drinking vitamin water. Nah, it's just as bad. You know what I mean? Like all that shit, just that shit had me fucked off. Then I smoke.
Right.
Nigga be snacking.
Yeah.
Munching, you know what I mean? Like them gummies, all that shit, nigga. I'm the gummy saver, lifesaver king, nigga. I was going through 2-3 bags of them hoes, nigga. Fucking, you know, you eat when you high.
You just keep going.
Like it's just like you don't go.
And you doing
nothing,
music
nigga,
in the studio and shit like
on,
nigga,
you know, I'm the Whataburger, nigga. Yeah. I'm in that thing, nigga. Whataburger for lunch, Wingstop for dinner.
Wingstop, just I'm official, right now.
You know, just living like that and just working all the time, late nights in the studio and shit. Shit just had a nigga. I never forgot. It was two different situations. Crazy. One situation I got in straight with another tour situation. I'm on tour with Currency.
Yeah.
That nigga lives a different type of life.
Yeah.
I don't know why his body continues to function.
Yeah, what you mean? Like,
because that nigga smokes weed and eats snacks and burgers and all that shit, and he don't gain no weight. He don't do none of that. He fine. Nigga go up there and rap for 2 hours, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, and kill it on stage, no problem, nigga. Me, I was on the top, and like, oh, nigga, stomach hurt. Just big as fuck, nigga. Like, I felt it, you know what I mean? Nigga felt like shit, I'm gonna be honest. And, like, that shit just had to get it off before it turned into, like, you know, a real problem, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
is there something you thought about, like, chronicling, like, putting it in a blog or something like that? Or?
I ain't never been that type of nigga, man. Like, I ain't want to put that on my fans, you know what I mean? Like, they knew me for a certain thing, and I ain't want to be that guy to, like, you know, come join me on my fitness journey. Like,
selling flat tummy tea. Selling flat tummy tea and shit.
Day five.
I posted one little picture here and there, just, you know, and people were like, oh, that's dope, you know what I'm saying? Because they could kind of see it already, I was losing it, but... Yeah, I couldn't do. I don't know. I'm not good at the whole, like. I don't think I've ever. I might have used Instagram Live like once, Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not good at the whole
capture the moment type shit.
No, we fire at capturing shit. I'm just not good at, like, I don't know. Like, Georgie knows how to do this shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why all that shit come out dope. Like, he's, like, a good friend of mine. And Tubo does the shit, too. These are my friends. So,
yeah.
We capture anything. They just do it like flies on the wall, and it works like that. But if I know this shit going on, I'm going to get to being like, huh? What am I supposed to say?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My fitness journey, huh? Like, I ain't saying that shit, nigga. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up.
I didn't want to, man. I kind of, you know, you got to do some shit for yourself. Yeah. I wanna, then you know sometimes you wanna give motherfuckers expectations and not execute.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like if you see niggas do that shit, niggas be like, hit the gym, get on Instagram, they be on Twitter.
And nigga fall
nigga,
off and shit.
Next week, nigga, I'm going hard, gonna get ready for the summer, nigga be fat than a motherfucker and shit. Like, hey, that's me.
Yeah, I'm one of them ass niggas.
I've been there, nigga. I started a bunch of times before I finished, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
It just be like that.
Nah, that shit take real discipline, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's one thing I'm kind of good at, like the discipline shit, like going to certain schools and shit like that and coming up. Like, I went to St. Aug in New Orleans. So
okay.
Like, Purple shit, Nice. You know, that shit, real, he probably, you know, it's a strict school.
Yeah.
And it's an all-black, all-boys school. And, like, you know that, and I was in a band. So, like, you know, that shit's like the whole drumline culture, you know,
I was
black
in a band,
bands
too. What you play?
Like that, huh?
What you play?
I played snare and cymbals.
Shit, me too. Yeah. Play snare, crazy. Bass drum, cymbals, quads,
it was a drummer
from
St. Aug that put me on Jill Scott my freshman year of college.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, like, once I played in the Marshall 100, and that's, like, a real strict, like, military black band thing. And it's like going to Southern and shit like that, you know, like, you know. And, yeah, I don't know. That shit kind of... I ain't learned much of that motherfucker because that shit's still a hood ass school.
Yeah.
With all the teachers and coaches and band instructors, like, and then a few like fathers, like pastors and fathers or whatever. And I mean, but it helped you learn to like at least like you know get shit done. Well, at least some people learn that because there's a lot of fuck ups.
There's a lot of fucked up niggas.
Like, there's a lot of niggas. Look, my class of 2003. Oh my god.
03.
Oh
yeah, that was the same year I graduated.
Bruh.
Yeah. 03?
Yeah. I think everybody got put out. I'm going to say, like, at least, like, half that class got put out over the 4 years, dog.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Shocking.
That's tough, man. All right, so shit.
That's a squad up era.
Yeah. But then, I mean, so we was talking before, and you were saying, like, you fasting right now, too.
Yeah.
So that's like a Muslim thing, whatever. Did you grow up Muslim?
Yeah, my girl Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just rocking.
You're doing
her.
It with her?
Yeah. You know, just.
Okay.
She, you know, beat me up and made me do it.
See, black men don't cheat. You see?
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
And that's a narrative we like to push on this podcast.
Is,
you know what I'm saying?
Being supportive.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you women would fast with your,
oh, y'all
with your man?
You would not.
They wouldn't do it.
And you, y'all
would. Oh, ready to go to Steak 48, but won't fast with a man. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there.
It's not easy. It sound easy. Oh, I don't got to eat till this time.
So how does it work then? Like, how does the fasting work? Like,
I mean, every day is like a different time to eat, like a different time that you can't eat till, like, today is probably, I think it would be 8:20. Today's the last day, matter of fact. So, like, now I'm good. So, I'm back to normal.
Yeah.
At 8:20 today. But, like, in the morning, like, I think this is how fucked up it was. I had to wake up at, like, 4:30 and try to eat breakfast because it starts at, like, 5 in the morning.
Damn.
And then, like.
With sun up, sun down.
Mm-hmm. Sun up, sun down. So, like, then sundown, it'll be, like, 8 o'clock. Then as the days... It's summertime, so the days are longer.
Yeah.
And as the days go, it gets like later and later.
So you, I mean, what is it? Okay, but you're not Muslim though, right?
No.
So, but you, there are prayers that go with this thing though, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm just doing a fast.
You're doing a, okay. You ain't going all the way in. Okay,
It
was, niggas still ain't cheating though, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna give it up for them, you know what I'm saying? Niggas.
Because they even like, there's technical things, so like you can't smoke. I was like, look.
Yeah, I'm not Muslim.
Look.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Put them ribs on my plate.
I had to smoke. Like, I had to eat. I mean, I had to smoke. Like, for sure. I can't go do nothing. My mama would tell you, she like, you without weed is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Your dad the same. You know, like, you're like, you gotta do your shit. That's like my whole family smoke weed. So that shit.
Yeah. So you graduated from high school in Louisiana?
Nah, I didn't graduate though. I got put out. That's why I'm making this joke about 03. I got put out summer 02.
Okay.
And then I got my daddy shipped me to Dallas. my mama, that's why I always say, like, niggas be not realizing I actually lived in Texas longer than I lived in Louisiana.
Yeah.
My mama lived in Tyler, Texas.
Okay.
So
okay.
I would be over there a lot. And then when I would get sick of her, I go back to New Orleans. Then my daddy was like a real strict ass nigga. He went to the same school, St. Augustine, so he had a whole, he a serious ass nigga.
Yeah.
And I would get sick of him and go back to Tyler and then, you know, just bounce back and forth. But at the time when I got put out of Aug, she was in she was living in Dallas. So I went up there and finished my last, I only had to do one semester. And I only had to go to school from from when school opened to 11 o'clock.
Okay, okay.
So like, nobody even know I went to that school. Like, you know, I went for one semester for one period.
Yeah.
My credits, when they transferred over here, like, I was pretty much finished.
That's what's up. That's what's
actually
up.
Coming out here helped me out because like I had like a 3.2 or something like GPA in Louisiana, and the way the credits transferred over, like my shit was like a 4.
Man.
When I got out here, so I was like, shit, I got into Texas Tech and all kind of shit. UT, I just couldn't afford none of the motherfuckers, but yeah. I got into all the schools, but only one I could get into that we could kind of work out because I had family was U of H.
Okay.
And then I came down to U of H because I had like family on Wheeler and shit, right in between TSU and Third Ward, my family stayed between on Wheeler between TSU and U of H.
Yeah.
And I stayed there for a second for the summertime. Then I moved into the towers.
Okay. See, it was going down. Niggas don't know, man. Them towers, man. Say.
Oh Jesus.
Say, man, it's really going down because you had Cullen Oaks. You know,
Cullen Oaks, Till Wester, Towers.
Yeah,
but them Till Towers was in at TSU, yeah. But it was like hoes everywhere.
Yeah, but them Towers was another ball game, man. Them Towers, man, it was.
Towers was dog. I ain't did motherfucking in my life. My kid would. If I have a daughter, she's not going to college.
Nah, that's
that
what's
shit
up.
Was crazy. The Towers is nuts, dog. They yeah. was having rap battles at that whole niggas was shooting at each other.
God damn. So well,
I used to see Mookie Jones. I didn't even rap yet, nigga. Mookie Jones.
Mookie was at TSU.
Huh?
Mookie was at TSU.
That's where he was going? Yeah, they would be under the towers having freestyle battles and all kind of shit. Yeah, I don't know about that. I was at club. When Obama got elected, we went to, what was the name of that club? Nah, I wasn't at the towers. I was out at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had been out of school at that point, I think. Yes. You're younger than me, I'll be forgetting it. But yeah. What was the name of that club, man?
Which one? Where was that?
Man, I know Labo and them did that shit. And it was like everybody was. I just know that my president is black came on and niggas started fighting. And I was just, I'll never forget that, dog.
Niggas and, be and, ass backwards, dog.
And like, yeah. Dog, Obama got elected and niggas started fighting. And I'll never forget that shit. I was like, this is hilarious. Ain't shit changed.
Yeah, nah, that shit wild. So, I mean, how long you stayed at U of H?
I don't know. I ain't finished.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there like 2 years.
No, I'm just trying to connect that to the rap shit. Like,
oh,
you know what
nah, yeah, I was just, I wasn't rapping at U of H. I mean, I was fucking around like everybody else was.
Right.
Nigga, I got me a little job at Blockbuster. I started selling a little weed. I'm like, go to class. I ain't going to class.
Niggas making money
got
and shit.
Got me a little apartment. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Okay.
You know how it is when you're young.
Typical. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, nigga, yeah, you know, start fucking around. Niggas yeah. not going to school no more.
Yeah. So I mean, so yeah. then when did the rap shit start? Like, what year was that?
That I took it serious.
Yeah. What was it? What was that
the
tape?
First time that
what
I
was the tape before the Settle for Less? What was that tape?
It wasn't. That's the thing. It was like kind of a tape, but it wasn't. It was called Crack Music. And
crack
that was,
music.
That was 2008. That was my first time trying. Like that. Was, yeah. That was, yeah. 2008 was like the first time like I recorded some shit, like a full little freestyle project. It was just like handing them out, trying to like. It was weird because it was at the time I don't think nobody was doing like niggas wasn't used to getting shit for free, like a CD. Like
yeah.
I'd be trying to hand them out, niggas like, I ain't got no money. I'm like, nigga, I'm not asking you to buy it, just listen to it.
Right, yeah. You're right.
And it worked. I mean, I wouldn't say it worked, but I think I, like, you know, nigga had a job. I think at this time I was working at Comcast, like at the call center.
Yeah.
You're fucking with hoes and shit. Yeah,
yeah.
A little Buick on,
yeah.
Selling a little weed on the side, a little yeah. Buick on Blaze. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you was a young king, boy.
I had a little apartment, canal place downtown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you had a screen radio too, didn't you?
Yep, sure did. Oh, come on. Shit, the Texan Wild Wheels started making phones. It got low. It was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Yeah, I was just doing that shit, and what we was talking about? I was working at Comcast, and then I started fucking around like for real, like you know, had a little setup at the crib, and I'd be recording shit, but like, nigga didn't really had no direction, you know what I mean? I didn't know what the fuck we was doing. We was just trying shit, and I think what happened was I was like, all right, my homies they was promoting clubs, and they was doing like Club Next and all that shit like that, and Grasshopper,
all the shit downtown,
you know, you know that era, like all that shit, like you know that type of shit. And I seen how they would promote that shit. They was, you know, that was the time where everybody was getting flyers, standing. Nigga would be getting mad because this nigga out here handy. They were having flyer battles and all that shit.
Physical fucking flyers.
So I was like, all right, so what if I just do that with some CDs?
Pause. Wait a minute. You know how it's so crazy how you just said to say that's when niggas was having flyers.
That's
the time we in.
Nah,
you know
it
what I'm saying?
Done. Like, it's over.
That shit wild.
Man. I just, even at doing music, I seen that just from how shows was promoted. Like, I remember when, like, niggas would have, like, you had to pass out flyers for shows. And I was like, nah, it's IG post.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't doing that.
I haven't seen a street team in a long time.
Man.
Yeah, the game changed. But nah, go ahead, though.
But, yeah, man, I forgot what we were talking about. I'm high.
Talking about how you picked up the game from the club promoters.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they handing out flyers and shit. You know what I'm saying? After the club, so what me and my partners did, I would go. I mean, they was promoters, so they were like, shit. I had the idea, like, let me get some CDs. I'll go get me a burner, and like press some shit up. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Like, I just take it to the chin. Using my little money I got making on the side. You know, doing a little hustling. And I don't know gangster shit, nigga, just selling weed like everybody else, and like fucking working and shit, just stacking up your little bread, and then like went and bought a little CD burner for Guitar Center for like $800.
Yeah,
went and got my artwork and then I just handed them bitches out like just to see what would happen, cause I never forget that Tupac movie, The Resurrection.
Yeah.
And he said that he was handing out his demo, and he handed it to a white girl. And he just, you know, ended up being somebody's daughter, and she handed it to the right person, and that's how he got his start. So I was like, okay, that could happen. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, funny, like, I handed Slim my shit, like, a million times.
Yeah.
Like, nigga knew me. He would say what's up and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga didn't, like, obviously he didn't listen to it, because once he did, you seen what happened. Right. So, like, you know, but what happened was Mr. Rogers heard the shit.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, I actually, like, I said, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I did, like, maybe, like, 1,000 CDs. And at that time, that shit cost a little bit of money.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Back in the day, a nigga with 1,000 CDs, that was a nice little pack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you was holding.
Yeah, like, that cost a little money. And then, like, it took time, too, to get them all off and shit. So we got rid of most of them. And then, you know, nothing really happened from it. And I wasn't, you know, just like, I tried. You know what I mean? So I actually got, like, a job opportunity in Dallas. It was like some 80 grand a year type shit. So a nigga was like,
fuck it.
You know what I mean? I'm about to, you know, get the fuck. And I went up there, and I was able to stay with a homie. And I was there for like maybe the first 2-3 weeks of the job. And it was cool. But I never forget. It was just one day I went in that bitch. And this shit sounded like something off a movie. It's real shit. It's exactly how it happened. My nigga, I went and sat down at my desk. I looked around at all the other men working in that hole, and they was making cool money and shit, but it looked like, they all looked like Stanley off The Office.
You know what I mean?
Miserable.
Yeah, it just looked like, it just, niggas wasn't happy, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, this ain't really what a nigga want to do. And I still had a month lease left on my apartment in Houston. So I was like, man, I didn't even get a spot yet because I was at my partner crib. Yeah. I was like, you know, in that process of being there looking for a spot and shit. And I was like, nah, fuck this, I'm out. Like, I just quit. Like, I ain't care. Like, I just got the fuck, packed my shit back up in my Buick LaCrosse, you know, and shot back to Houston. Went back to my apartment, and the next day when I got back, I go to a store called Sucker Punch in Montrose, and like, it was around Montrose, and it's where American Apparel used to be at.
It was like
a streetwear store, like a little like premium at the time, but it closed down. I'm in that bitch, and Rogers in that bitch. And my partner said he walk up on Rogers like, yo, like, you ever hear my nigga shit that one of the homies gave to you a while back? And he was like, hell yeah, like, I've been trying to get with y'all, I just be getting caught up, you know, like, dudes be busy and shit. He like, you know we chop game. He like, yo, I'm gonna send you some beats tonight, like I'm gonna send you like 10 joints or whatever. I'm like, okay, like, you know, cool.
Yeah.
I like this beat. Like, Swang was out. Right. That was one of my favorite records. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that shit hard. And he had, like, a few other joints he did for Trey. Yeah. And I think, what's that shit he did on Boss of All Bosses with Pop My Trunk?
Top drop.
Is that it?
That's the one. Yeah.
Him and
got
Paul.
The damn top drop. Yeah.
Shit was hard. I like this beat.
Yeah.
So shit. I didn't really give a shit because I just felt like everything was bullshit because it just didn't work out. So I was like, all right, whatever. But he sent them hoes, and I sent like five of them hoes back the next day, recorded and done.
Yeah,
and like that was like the first five. All those songs ended up being that Settle for Less tape.
Yeah,
like we used each one of them and shit. From then, like I don't want to say my career started then, but that's like my first rap underground tape.
Yeah,
it took me a minute to get like, you know, make this shit a job, but
yeah,
like that was my first shot. You know, like that was my first, I feel, real body of work. Cause the first one before was just like freestyles.
Right.
But that was like my first like original beats, like actually putting songs together. First time being in a real studio, like at the Hog. I recorded that whole thing at the Hog Pen.
When it was off Bingo?
Yeah. And that from there, that's how I got, I'm recording in the Hog Pen, so Ray and Slim seeing me and they like the shit and they seeing a nigga work and they seeing people fucking with it. So of course they were like, yo, we want to just, you know, like have you jump down with us, get in with the crew or whatever, and just, you know, get your paper or whatever. So
yeah,
we started working with that.
Yeah, nah, that's what's up. I mean, but shit, that, yeah, y'all did. Yeah, that was for a minute. Okay, so 2010, that was like shit when I met you and shit, like the whole H-Time shit and like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It, you know, one thing about it, dog, like you always kind of, you always been, I don't know, you've been the same, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the sense of always kind of being there, but, like, being out the way kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, to yourself, like, doing your own thing and shit. Like, like what was kind of the reason behind that shit?
That's just
personal.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. That's just how I am. Like, niggas that know me, like, I'm just, I be chilling. Like, I ain't really, there's a lot of politics in this shit.
Yeah.
I ain't really.
Yeah, I feel
I don't
you.
Like that shit. You I know feel what I mean? And then I am who I am. Like, right. You know, like, rap is kind of like a pokey chest out, be something else shit.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't just.
Do you think that's worked to your advantage? You know what I'm saying?
For me?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think because it makes people who fuck with me really fuck with me.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I do understand, like, how some people could, it makes people wonder.
Yeah.
Like, some people don't know. I think people have issues because they don't know what I think of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think nothing. Like,
right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't dislike you. Like, I like everybody. Like, right. Honestly, to be real with you, I appreciate and like everything. I just, you know, I stay out
you
the way.
You just be, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not the type of nigga that, like, say, like, you know, the internet, like, something's going on TV and everybody talking about it. I'm not going to give you my 2 cents. I don't feel it's required.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I am with life. Like, I don't always have to be present in everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Like, even in the music shit, like, I fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I remember niggas was surprised when I said I like Sauce Walker. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Y'all thought because I make this type of music that this is going, like.
Right.
Nigga, I love that shit, nigga.
Right.
Like, what the fuck you talking about? Like, don't be surprised, nigga. Like. Shit tight.
Yeah.
Walking around with a 40 piece.
Yeah, nah, that nigga walk hard, man. Shit. Walk tight. I fucking walk.
You gotta appreciate shit you can't do. You can't just be walking around listening to shit that you do all the time. You know?
Yeah. What I was saying was with it working to your advantage was because it's like, you know, I don't know, man, like you kind of created like a consistent brand, you know what I'm saying? You kind of made moves to kind of like, I mean, not necessarily with a crew, you know what I'm saying? But always been able to be in position, you feel me, to make that next move, make the best, you know what I'm saying? The next move always been the best move type shit.
Right,
like even with the going from, you know, I know Roger's always been there, you feel me? But when it became officially Boss Hog and shit, like tell me like how it was like going over there and like really being like, nigga.
Man, that shit, you know, when you come up being a fan or something.
Yeah.
Cause like, it wasn't that I like, that's another thing. Like I always tell niggas, like my partner said, he'll tell you, like one day we had a conversation when I first started rapping, nigga like asked me, what label would you be on out of all the rap labels in the world? And I said, Boss Hog, I love.
Yeah.
Like, it's back when like it was Dipset and all that shit going on, but nigga, we was from, like, you live down here, you seen how niggas move.
Yeah.
I had mad respect for Slim because just being, like, a nigga from, like, just coming up in Texas and Louisiana, like, I seen dude in Lafayette doing his thing, like, doing the shows and had, you could tell he had money. And
yeah,
I was at, you know, I've been in Galveston and seen the nigga pull up in the truck with the Harley on the back. You know what I mean? So it was just, it was crazy to see a young dude living like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And wasn't famous. Yeah. So I just thought that shit was fire. You know what I mean? Being a little 15-year-old, 16-year-old nigga, like, and I didn't even want to rap at that time. It's just like, you just seeing that.
Just seeing the shit, yeah.
Like, it just, that shit was tight. It's just like being in, like crazy shit in New Orleans. Like, when they shot the motherfucking Get Your Roll On video, niggas was out there. Like, niggas saw that shit. And that shit was like, just to see.
Yeah.
These, like, that, like, it's one thing to see niggas on TV, but when you see, like, that shit is real. Like, to see these niggas riding around New Orleans and PT Cruisers stretched out with hot boys on the side.
That thing,
like,
that jumped up.
Yeah, like, or to see Slim and Candy Blue Bentleys and and niggas, like, it was like, okay, it's a real thing. So I couldn't really fuck with the whole Death Row and all that shit like that. I always thought Boss Hogg was the shit, and it was just crazy that it ended up working out. That's where I ended up.
Yeah.
Like, that, I was a big fan of dude. Like, I tell him that all the time. Like, and then, like, even when he did the shit with Pharrell, because I was a big Pharrell head.
Mm-hmm.
I got nigga shoes on right now. Like, that's one of my, that's my favorite. Him and Pimp C, my favorite producers.
All right, we here.
Yeah. Like, that's my two favorite producers. And when Slim did that Already Platinum, dog, to this day, that's still one of my favorite albums. And I feel like it's one of the most underappreciated Houston albums.
Absolutely. I think it would have been,
but you know, that I think that's because, you know, and again, you know, it's kind of like when you kind of go to the, I don't want to say to the left, but to the, to another.
Yeah, he went,
you know,
he went a different
sonically,
way.
It went another way. It didn't sound like everything that was coming out of Houston at the time.
But I think what really fucked it off is, you remember that shit got leaked first. The
that
very
too.
First
that
version.
That
like
too.
The shit that got leaked. That
and
shit
and
was
I know you're going to feel me on this. You take the best songs off that leaked version and the one that came out. Oh,
it's,
man.
It's album of the year type shit.
Like, that might be one. That, dog, that's, dog.
It's platinum for real.
Because he got some for
you.
He got some for real. Shit.
Do it for you. Do it for you.
Even the intro.
Intro, dog. The intro,
the
interview,
the
interview with us had a man. He had Amanda Seals on that before you knew who she was. Like, you know, like, come on, man.
Miss Mary on that motherfucker. Yeah, some shit on there. Yeah,
Pusha T feature before Pusha T features was cool.
And then the original, then the I ain't heard of that with the jigger
verse. The whole verse, come on, man.
Like, people forget that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, he really kind of got.
I told Slim, like, dog, you was the dude. Like, you influenced niggas like me. Like, and I know Slim had a. He had two different influences. Like, he influenced, like, the niggas that just on their street shit. But then at the same time, nigga, I'm watching Slim walk around and with Nego and Bape hanging with Pharrell, getting them big, like, Pharrell-like chains with the BH. Like, that shit is what influenced me. Like, he was on the fly, like, international shit, like, you know, fucking with the clip. I was a Clips head. I loved all. I was a Star Trek head for it. So to see him to be a nigga from what, like, around here, like, getting, doing that, I'm like, yes, nigga, like, fucking right. Cause I, you know, that's the type of music. Like, if you listen to, like, Miss Mary, bro, and then listen to my music, you see, like,
it's along those
a
lines.
Lot of influence.
Yeah.
Like, like, Slim is a direct influence on my music. I remember niggas used to be comparing me to Currency, and I'd be like, nah, me and Currency, I'm really right. Like, we have a vibe that y'all might both get from us, but.
But subject matter and all that type of shit, right?
Like, than with me and him. But Slim, like, I took a lot from him. It's just not the aggressive part. You know what I mean? So it's just a certain part, like the riding music that he makes and like the smoking and shit.
Yeah.
Man, Slim a fool.
Like, but the good thing I noticed about that is like your, you know, affiliation with Slim and Currency. Those are two guys that have consistent fan bases.
Right.
And then how you are, you can, so it's like like minded people.
Learn so much from them dudes. Honestly, dog, them two dudes, as far as like anybody I wanted to mold my career after, just off a fan. I'm talking about before I knew him. That's just two dudes I looked at, and I was like, in the world, the universe just put me with them niggas. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I ain't asked for it. I didn't go knocking on the door, begging for it. You can, I never reached out like that. I wasn't a nigga that'd be like, oh, Spitta do a song with me. Spitta, all that shit. Spitta heard Gran Turismo. He got it. First, what I opened up for him, a nigga that the promoter said, the nigga watched my whole set. Then he said, like, the nigga never do that. Then he had another show, like, right after that down here, and Gran Turismo came out, and he had picked that up and shit. He was just, he fucked with it. So, and the same thing with Slim. Him and Ray heard the shit, and they just seen the nigga work ethic, and they, like, you know, they be around the studio, and nigga was just chilling.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Nah, that's what's up. And then, I mean, yeah. So the steak and shrimp started. That was what, around the time of
2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. I made the song first. And we was gonna put it on the T-shirt, and just cause, you know, just the words. And I was like, damn, that'd be a tight brand name. You know, represent the South is like an aspirational thing. Like, we all want to eat steak and shrimp. Sure,
right.
We do well.
Just eating good, right?
Yeah,
just
eating good.
Steak and shrimp.
So I was like, you know, that's a good, you know, thing to brand. So I went and got all that locked in as a brand, and then. 2013, like I want to say it was my birthday. 2013 when we actually launched it.
So that was the Jet Life was what year?
Jet Life happened 2014.
Okay, so you did the branding and went over there. So that, shit, that was dope. So y'all was like Steak and Shrimp Jet Life.
Yeah, I mean, I never signed or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. It was just like we was rocking, like, you know, mm-hmm. for a minute. They wanted to sign me, but when it came time, I was just in a space where like.
You want to do your own thing.
It didn't make sense. That's all.
Yeah.
No, no beef or nothing like that. It didn't make sense. For
yeah. And I understand.
I had my own team and own stuff going on that I had to take care of. I couldn't be on somebody else's ship when I'm trying to, like, just build something with the homies. You know what I mean? So.
Nah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Like, what does your team consist of? Because that's another thing is that, like, you're one of the few, especially in the H, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That really got a like consistent line and merch and like your shit be going, you know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing Teresa post the shit and I'll be like, oh, this shit dope, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, shit, like, really, how did you establish that shit in there? Like, what is that?
Teresa and them came into the picture, they helped me out in the beginning with the merchandise, and like, that's what I was doing a lot of stuff from when I just first started. But honestly, like, the team, it's just like me and the homies, like, it'll be like me and Georgie, like, I think everybody knows me and him is just, like, you know, we get
Georgie does video.
Yeah, George Casanova, he does my, he's everything.
Yeah.
He, like, videos, pictures,
art,
shit, Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Like, artwork, like, everything. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, but it's not, just, like, he does, like, I've been working with him since 2012.
Yeah.
When I came out with The Struggle Continues, we shot a video. And then from then, we just been locked in. Like, and it's deeper than just that, because, like, any idea I have, like, I bounce it off of him. Like, it ain't no yes man shit. He'll tell me, like, nah, I ain't the one. You know what I mean? Like, and then I got, like, the other homies. I have Tubo, OG Danny Ocean. He be, like, around, and he gets the same input. Like, he just, you know, they, like, that's who I can, like, because, you know, I'll sporadically have ideas and shit, and I'll just be like, oh, man, what y'all think about this? You know, and they'll be the ones that sometimes like be like, well, you gotta make it make sense. Or, you know, what about this other idea you had that we didn't finish it? And, you know, things like that. Then you got Todd making beats, things with Todd, Siraj, Rogers, shit. You know, it's just like it's a whole like family of people that just get things, you know, like just different.
Get it done,
happy, and like actually like a person I don't get to speak on a lot, Happy Perez. I don't know if y'all
Happy Perez,
familiar
for sure,
with him. So
for sure, producer, yeah.
The person who has showed me the most in the game is him. Like that's like
Happy
my
Perez
biggest
done
mentor.
A lot of shit. He done a lot of shit with Miguel and like
he
other
did
classic
the whole,
shit.
Ariana Grande album for the most part. But like that's who showed me how to make, like that's who showed me how to get paid and doing music.
Yeah.
You know? And like that's like all those dudes, like they just big homies and they part of the team, and all the guys I just named, they part of the team, and it takes a solid team that you have a relationship with, not just like you call for work, like they gotta know you to me, like to make it work. Like I don't see how you can just like have somebody come in that you don't know and they'll capture the shit the way you want it to be captured, you know? I think like they have to kind of know you and like
fully represent you correctly.
Yeah, like
you know,
like
with
Georgie or Tubo, like when they do stuff, like I don't really have to think twice about how it comes out or like what's being done. I'm not uncomfortable. Like I trust them.
Right.
And I guess that's the thing is trust. Like, you know. So, there's a good team you trust, man.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So, how was it with the tell me about how was it with the Jet Life thing? Like, just some of the things you picked up from Currency, man, because he's another one, like, I mean, like yourself, who kind of branched off and just always, you know, been consistent and been doing his own thing and kind of been out the way, but been there. You see that nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
when he do his own shit.
Nah, Spitter, like, he a good dude to learn from, man, like, especially just, like, at the pace that I work at.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only dude I know that pretty much matched that pace, like that can go in the studio and like for a weekend and come out with a project.
Yeah.
Like And we both do it sporadically, but we do it when we have to too.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the way, you know, he had a team. So that's another thing, like, I watched, like he had, just like I'm talking about having a team, like, he showed me how important it was to have a team. He had his manager, he had his video dude, his photo dude, his merch guy, you know what I mean? Like, he had a little setup for his world to make it to where the shit, you know, it set up a whole, they made their own aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, from the vlogs that they mm-hmm. would do, yeah. to the, to the covers, to like you could see shit and know that it was his.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the same way we rock. Like, you see the shit, like, you know exactly what it is. And the way that, like, one thing I could say, I like with me and him, like, we do have something similar, is we both like dudes from where we from. Like, we from where all the wolves and everybody at, but we have no problem being ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? We have no problems being, like, talking about video games or driving the cars we drive or dressing how we dress around a bunch of niggas that might think it's weird because we cool enough to pull it off. And all them niggas fuck with us. You know what I mean? So they're going to be like, leave Shawty alone. That's how he rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Another thing y'all niggas got to come, and y'all niggas drop mad music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's lifestyle music. And right. that's the thing. Right. Like, even Slim, if you even notice with him, he dropping a little bit more often now too. But like even with Spitter, it's like when you make lifestyle music,
you gotta put consistent.
Nah, it ain't even that. It's just, it's easy to make.
I got you.
Like, cause like every time we rappers and like we in the studio, you know what I mean? Well, that's what everybody say. So when we in the studio, like, nigga, we working, and you can ask Tubo. I don't be in the studio that much.
Yeah,
it's just like when there's a goal and it's time. Yeah. Like it gets knocked out. Like, I'm not hanging out. Well, I am now. I started producing.
Yeah.
So like now I'm always in that mode. But like before, when it's just rapping, I'm like, all right, we collect the beats, come up with, well, maybe like sometimes I had a concept before. Sometimes like. It'll come like midway through. But this is, I've watched Spitter do the same thing. That's what I'm saying, like talking about him. Like, you collect the beats, get the concept, and then you like just do it. Like, you know, you put it out, smoke some weed, knock it out. What you gonna do? Sit on it for 3 months and talk about this great project you're gonna come out with, and then they're gonna listen to it for 2 weeks and move on to the next thing. I mean, it's gonna stick with shit, stick with some people, but you might as well keep going.
Yeah.
Like, cause you pick a new fan up every day too when you do that. So it's like, I have fans be like, damn, I know we ain't even got to this one yet. I mean, like, yo, if it took you like 3 months to get to 6 songs, my nigga, you probably wasn't trying to listen to it in the first place. So like,
well,
you know,
nah, I ain't, cause no, I told you, you I ain't
not,
be, I ain't
no,
be
now you I'm talking
shit,
about like
shit.
People would tell me, like fans would tell me that, and I'd be like, you know, like, it'll be there.
Yeah.
That one will still be there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but this is out now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one's like, to me, I'll probably say listen to the new one because I think it's the hardest one. But
yeah. What would you say is probably the one that everybody probably talks to you the most about?
Oh, E36 for sure. That started E36? My career. That's when my career started.
And it's crazy. I was gonna ask about the car influence because you know, I look at Slim and his love for cars, and then Currency, his love for cars, and then obviously yours, but yours is a little different. It's like the import. Yeah. Explain that, came to be.
When I was young, like, it was just that time. Like, I was always, it was even before Fast and Furious, I was just into, like, I was a little magazine head when I was young. Mm. And they had, like, Super Street and Import Tuner and things like that, and I was just grabbing when I was with my grandma at the store. And just look at this shit, because I was like, this is different. It's cool. Like, I just liked it. Like, even at St. Aug, you niggas would be like, damn, you always got magazines. I'd be reading them in class and shit while we were supposed to be paying attention. it's just, I got into it. Then that movie came out, and that turned the nigga all the way out. And then another thing was, like, I was just realistic at the time. I was like, well, I'm not about to get no Ferrari when I get out of high school. I probably ain't going to get no. I wanted a Monte Carlo SS, but my dad had a 300ZX that he used to have. He was in the imports when I was young. He had two 300ZXs, and my uncle had one too. But he had one, and he never got rid of it. So my first car was gonna be that car. So I already had like put in my mind, well, let me figure out what the fuck I could do to this car.
Right.
And that helped me get deep into that import scene, because that's what it was. But we never even got that bitch running. That bitch was old and fucked up. And it had been sitting outside for forever and had shit growing in it. So that didn't happen. But that's how I got into this shit. And then that movie came out. And it, like I said, it was a realistic thing. Cause like I can get a Honda Civic, you know what I mean? Do some shit to it, or you know, some like Integra, or Acura Integra, or some shit like that. I wasn't like doing no wild shit or selling fucking dope, so I wasn't about to go get no Benz or no Monte Carlo or none of that shit like that, not at the time. And that just directed me to being into those cars, and it just stuck with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I always been, it's a whole culture behind it. Like, I was ordering fucking Option DVDs, it's called Video Option, from Japan when I was like 16, 17, and they would just, I'd be watching the drifting and all that type of shit, and just ordering the magazine. It was just something that I just fell into, man. And Spitta actually currency into it too. Like, that, he was one of the few niggas I know that like, act like actually understood that shit a little bit too. And he wasn't all the way into it, cause he was more of like of course low riders and shit. Mm-hmm. But he's well versed in both, just like I'm well versed in low riders, and like I've had old schools too, like the Monte Carlos on the cover of one of my albums. Shit, the first video me and Georgie shot was in my '86 Monte Carlo. So it's all over the board. But yeah, imports, that's where my heart at. Actually, I got one outside. So
okay,
yeah.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So, shit, I mean, your music, fool, the shit, travel, you know what I'm saying? The travels allow you to tour and shit. Like,
yeah.
What's, you actually about to go to Japan, actually. I don't want to get into that, but, like, what's some of the spots, some of the favorite spots, you know what I'm saying? And what's some of the spots where you went and you'd be like, damn, the music they got over here? In you know what I'm saying? In the city. I want to, not in the city, I mean, but, like, in, man, the States
in
and
the
shit.
Country. Yeah,
in the country,
nah,
yeah.
Man, Portland and Seattle.
Yeah.
That was like, I was like, whoa, like, cause that's when like they were like yelling the lyrics, like screaming them whole. I'm like, sure. Oh, okay. And then Baltimore in DC, like I mean, it was surprising everywhere. Even New York, I was like nervous as shit, and I went out there and they were like singing Diamonds Up and That Wood Grain. So I was like, oh, the fuck, y'all know this shit? Like, it was like, all right, cool. So I mean, honestly, like, it was all a surprise, to be honest, because I ain't gonna lie, like, I even had a mentality for a minute, cause you know, in Houston, I might not be the most talked about nigga here. So
yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not like negative about my shit. I just be like, I mean, people listen to them. Yeah. Like, I'm like, it's cool.
And that
like,
goes back to my point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of always, I mean, you kind of always stuck to yourself, and that's why I was asking earlier about it benefiting. Because I mean, in my opinion, I think it has. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, nah, in the long run, it did. But I mean, this time's like, I mean, you can't front dog when like you working hard and like you watching people just overlook you. Yeah. It's just kind of like, shit. Because like it was a point in time. Like, you gotta think, like the blog era, like. I can't think of another Houston rapper that worked with Mac Miller, Dom Kennedy, Freddie Gibbs, Big Crit, Smoke Dizzle. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. And it'll be like anybody else do it, they'll get fucking a parade for the shit. But it's like when I do it, it's crickets.
Yeah.
Well, not, but it's not to Houston, like, because shit, we announced a show in 5 days, so it'll sell out.
Yeah.
But it's just that scene. Right. It's just like they never really like accepted what I did. And it was just kind of like, I understood it because it was different. So, like, you can't really be mad about it. It's just they wasn't ready for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was a different time. They wanted to see shit. It's like a Travis Scott. Like, if Travis tried to do that shit here, he wouldn't have got embraced like that. You know what I mean? Right. It had to go how it had to go, you know what I mean? So, and now, like, you know, it's going how it needs to go.
Yeah.
Even Maxo, like, right now, I feel like what he's doing.
He's another one who kind of stayed like, out of the way. Stayed,
but, man, like, people should really be championing the dude right now. Like he's really doing
that nigga's
some,
killing it, dog.
He did some big shit. He hustled independent when got a deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a big deal. And is working with, like, everybody from my era that I just named in my world that I just named that I work with, for him in his world, he's doing the same.
Yeah.
And has done the same. So, like. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know what it is about that. I think sometimes in Houston, when people feel like that artist is doing, like, straight, they kind of, like, fall back on them. Like, they're like, oh, they straight. Like, we're going to move on to the next thing. But they kind of got to keep rocking with niggas because that's how niggas spread their wings the most. Like, even with Megan, like, they need to, like, people acting like Megan made it. Like, nah, she ain't made it yet. This is just the beginning. We need to keep this same energy behind Megan now. So she can hit that Cardi level, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, then we can say she made it when she won the Grammy. I mean, of course she's successful.
Nah,
she's
just on her run
but
right now.
We gotta
now.
Stick with her. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Right, like, we gotta stick with Travis. We gotta stick with everything so we can be in Atlanta.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, it just staying to myself though. Like, I just know it's different. You know what I mean? And here, like, it's. Like, going back to the touring and shit, like, what I was saying is, like, I'd be real surprised because, like I said, like, here, like, I just always felt like I was just a guy that did my thing. People fucked with it. It was cool. Like, a lot of people would come to my shows and shit here, but I was like, you know, that's Houston. I don't know if the world fucking with me.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, when you on stage in fucking Portland and there's not a black face in the crowd,
and they rap,
they're screaming your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just here, like, I'm opening act for Currency thinking it's not a big deal, but nah, they like in that shit. Like, and then I come back with Gibbs and it's the same thing, and come back another time, it's like, you know, it's just, it's dope. Like, it's dope as shit. And that's when, I ain't even gonna lie, the first time I ever like came, like I got real motivated to like this was gonna work, was when I did a show, but it wasn't like far away, it was in Dallas.
Yeah.
I did a show in Dallas. It was a small show, maybe like a 400 person, like not, maybe not even that, like a 200 person, like cut that in half, like yeah, 200 person size venue, but they sold it out. And then people knew all my shit that I had just put out like a week before. And I was driving an 86 Monte Carlo, my nigga. Like, I didn't even have time to go get a rental and shit, because I didn't have my shit together. So I drove my 86 from Houston to Dallas.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was so excited off the shit. I got back in my car after the show. Didn't even go to my room that they got me. Drove back to the hog pen and went to work. My nigga, because I was like, oh, nah, I just got paid for a show. And them people love that shit. They knew all my shit.
I'm gonna do it again.
So I'm like, nah, I gotta go. Like this shit can really happen. Like, yeah. You know, and that's just like that was like the same feeling like when I was in Portland and Seattle and shit like that. Like, it just like it fuels your fire. It's like, y'all, okay, this shit is real. Cause here, like, when you at the crib, you'll think that it ain't really going like that.
Yeah.
Like, people come up all the time, take pictures and all that shit. That's cool and all, but you just never really know. You know. Yeah. And then, like I said, like, people don't really talk about it. Like, when niggas won't even know I drop. I don't get all them reposts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that. But, you know, it's there. It come out.
Nah, I mean, you got real, like, fan engagement, too.
Yeah.
On the web and shit. Like, that shit is, you know, like
then
I said.
The big homies, like, them niggas, like, Slim and like, the Buns and Kiki's and all them niggas, they always be spreading the word about the shit. So, like, you know, it's always cool.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up. I mean, shit. I mean, that rap done allowed you to do some shit, fool. I was on Twitter one day and seeing you wrestling, nigga. Like that.
Oh, yeah, that shit fun, nigga, man. That's another thing. Like, I was like,
this shit here.
Yeah,
this
I'm a regular nigga, boy. Dog. Like, look, I told a nigga the other day, like, nigga, if Booker T asked you to come Stone Cold stunner somebody in a wrestling ring, you gonna tell him no?
Wait, so back it up. How did that shit
like,
come together?
So, like, okay, we was fucking around, man. We had came up with this little idea. You know, I always come up with, like, conceptualized tapes and shit.
Yeah.
And we were just like, fuck, we gonna do some wrestling shit. But it was just like on some Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold, Steve Austin type shit or whatever. Yeah. So like, you know, we just did that shit. But then some kind of way, one of the homies, Brad Gilmore.
Brad Gilmore, shout out Brad Gilmore. Yeah,
Brad. So like, Brad the homie, in some kind of way, he ended up working with Booker T.
Booker T.
He's like, man, I just realized, you know, you into the wrestling shit, come through our shit. So me, Tubo, Todd, and Georgie, we come through the shit. And he was like, you know what? Instead of just coming, how about we do this little bit where you get into it with one of the wrestlers? Me being a wrestling fan, you know, we grew up on the Stone Cold and the Rock and shit. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it right, nigga. Come on. So it started off like with me and this dude that wrestled, it's Booker T's reality of wrestling, his little independent wrestling league. So I come to the thing, and they do the little bit, and me and dude get into a shoving match. And shit, they send me the clip, and the shit looked like some real, like, it was a few weeks later, they said, like, oh, this shit like WWE, I posted shit, everybody laughed. And it's just perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, I'm working on this project. So Brad comes up with a play, like, okay, well, how about we make this a whole storyline? And so it was like, how many times we went? It was about four. Yeah, we went to, like, cause they do it once a month. They do the match once a month, and it was like every time it built up. So like, there was one time. The first time was a shoving match. The second time, I think I was just there, and dude came out to wrestle, and I was just like fucking with him, like yelling at him. Like, then the third time, Booker T had brought me out, like he did a whole speech and shit, and was introducing me to the crowd, talking about the project that came out. I think. The project had just came out, and he brought me out and talked about the project. Mm-hmm. And dude, like, did like on WWF and interrupted the speech and came out talking shit. Like, he called me fish sticks and something. It was funny, but shit was live. And like, you know, just And then like the security came and drug him out and shit.
Wait, where's all this shit at? Because I only seen the shoving thing. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I might be on the Instagram and YouTube. I'll show it to you. But the shit. And then the last one was, of course, the stunner.
Yeah.
Like, cause see, what happened was like then at the end they made it to where me and the dude that I was arguing with the whole time was actually in cahoots, and I stunned somebody else that he was wrestling. It was like a surprise.
But then the fucking announcer and shit is like, "Here comes Les," you know what I'm saying? Like the shit sounded like real, it looked like a real thing. I was like, "Nah, this shit live."
Niggas thought
funny
I was really about
fuck.
To start wrestling and shit, and then I got in shape and shit. So niggas was like, "Oh shit, this nigga about to start wrestling." And I was like, "Nah." Nah.
Yeah, my knees
ain't the way my knees are set up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if I could be jumping off of shit and that. Now, if they had to check for me, I'd probably figure this shit out. But yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, nah, that's what's
now,
up.
Now, I'm just like, man, I just be having fun, dog. Like, I don't take myself too serious, dog. I'm a regular nigga, man. This shit, niggas be out here trying to be in character and shit. I ain't got time for that, nigga. Yeah. Life too short. From what I see, you can only live this shit one time,
That's
man. Right. So I ain't about to be like, nah, I ain't about to do that because it look like, nah, fuck that, nigga.
Yeah, I'm having fun, Nah, that's what's up, man. I mean, shit, like I said, that rap done, I mean, you've done a lot of dope shit, the wrestling shit. I don't know nobody who did that shit, you know what I'm saying?
That shit came out of left field.
And then the fucking, is it Japan, Tokyo? Tokyo,
oh,
Japan?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Tell me about that. Because you went last year, was it you and Kiki,
weeks,
right?
Yeah. Huh?
You and Kiki went last year, right?
Yeah, me and Kiki went. Me, Kiki, and then Jay Worthy from LA.
So what was that like seeing a Akon Swangers in Japan?
Man, that shit fucked me up. It was after the show, too.
No
it was
shit.
After the show. Like, and the dude told me, he was like the dude that booked us, like the promoter, what he was like, he said something about a slab. I was like, I didn't think twice about it. I was just like, okay, whatever. He might have something like, I knew Low Riders was heavy out there. Like, but man, we walk out the show and that bitch was sitting there. I was like, whoa, we gotta shoot a video tomorrow. He was like, I'm there. They fans. So I'm like, shit, so cool. Got it done. It was crazy though, dog. Like, I don't know if you never had Kiki up here.
Not yet, nah.
You need to, because he'll tell you some fire shit about it. It was a good time, man, but they knew all our shit.
Yeah, I hear Japan got a burgeoning, a thriving hip-hop culture.
It's fire. They knew all our shit, but, dog, what would trip y'all out is to see people go nuts for Platinum in the Ghetto.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Word for word. Favorite song from Kiki.
Get the
not
fuck out
South
of here.
Not Southside. Not, no. Platinum.
Get the fuck out of here.
Platinum. He will
nah.
tell you.
Hell
when you
nah.
talk to Kiki, I'm talking about nigga, you thought Jay-Z was in that hole, fool.
Get the fuck out of here.
I guess they like melodies. I don't know what it is. That?
That's the one.
Bruh. Bro, I don't know if it sounds Japanese or them the way they sing
it. Like Dragon Ball Z theme song.
Wait, my dreams. All I know, hey, it was going crazy. Look, I'm telling y'all, got that Kiki up there. He gonna tell
fuck?
You. He Yo. Gonna tell you, dog.
I would pay good money for that footage to see Japanese people going off to that.
Platinum in the Ghetto.
He rocking that hole. Like, nigga, we all rock that hole.
Nah,
that shit was crazy,
nigga.
That's
the wildest one I done heard.
Nah, dog. He would tell
all
you.
All them Japanese people.
One I done heard.
Wait, was that Kiki first time out there?
That was his first time, too.
Okay, so he went into it not really knowing.
But Solo was saying. Because look, he didn't have that song. This is what happened. That song was not on his set. The shit was over with. We were just doing this shit after the end. Like, you know, me in Japan, nigga, we just had a fire-ass show. We just go come out on stage and start fucking with people. DJ just ran that hoe. You know how they be playing music at the show.
Niggas start
fading. That nigga ran that hoe immediately. It was the first song that he played. Obviously, he had it on his mind because he's like, damn, y'all didn't do this
song. He didn't
song.
Do my record. God
that nigga
damn
played that hoe, nigga. And them people, dog, like, they don't speak English. I mean, some of them do.
Yeah.
But they spoke that much. So, they knew that song, bro.
So it was like a prime Carol show.
Bro. Straight up.
Ooh, that's strong
look,
energy.
Look, Algiers, tees.
Get the fuck out of
here. All that shit. They look like us in 05,
in
05. Bro.
God
like, nigga,
damn.
It's baggy crazy, clothes. Bro. It's crazy, dog. But it's fire at the same time. It's
man,
like
they mad.
But that's like we had Sean Solo on here, the producer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was saying like how fucking Southwest Wholesale and shit was like fucking them niggas over and like sending product overseas and them niggas ain't know.
Yeah.
And so them people learned the music all these years, and them niggas just going over there to perform the shit for the first time.
The further get into that, so the dude that books me, he owns like 5-6 record shops. My nigga, the shops have Black Monk tapes,
damn,
like 3-2, like Master P Dawgz, like
wow,
fucking Snoop Dogg porno tapes, like all my shit. Like, I mean, they been buying shit from me. Like, you know what I mean? They buy every hard copy that come out. They buy a few hundred. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And they go. I be going up there. Them shits be almost gone. Like dog. Like, we did in stores. People lined up. Like, with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's money to be made overseas.
It's there, dog. Shit. Like. Houston is there.
That's live. So how did you get hooked up with that to go
niggas
over there?
Niggas got
to
check their DMs.
No shit.
Check your DMs,
check
your goddamn DMs. Check your motherfucking DMs. All that's all I can shit. Tell, niggas. All that fly shit, niggas. It'd be real motherfuckers reaching out.
Talk to them.
Check your DMs,
just
man.
That's some game right there, nigga.
Talk to them, man. Nigga, real check your simple.
Nah, ain't that. Just don't be too big to talk to anybody. Yeah. My nigga, you don't know what he's going to get you, dog. Don't.
No
what
they, shit.
What the kids say, capping, don't cap. Nigga, don't
cap. Kids say don't cap.
No
don't cap,
shit.
Dog. Cap. Don't be too big for your britches, my nigga. You'll miss out on the blessing, like the old people say. You gotta really like that. That's dude real. Was in my DMs, bro. Like straight up. And this dude books YG, all kind of motherfuckers out there, dog. You just gotta check your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was that simple. And dude had been buying hard copies. I didn't even know it. I just always would see this Japanese nigga who would buy a bunch of hard copies. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even read the name. It just print out, when you do the PayPal, it prints out the shit, you know what I mean, the label, and yeah. It would go where it go. And kind of find out that's where it was going, and, you know. And it was like, it was funny, because like, he had reached out through, dude, what's the name? Yeah, and he had reached out through dude, and like, somebody else thought they were doing me a favor, and he looked in the DMs, like, dude, had been there the whole time. I was like, nah. Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, check your
that's
shit,
wild.
Man.
So y'all,
check
your
shit.
Yeah. Check your DM.
Check your shit. You'll be somewhat doing, you know, getting a bag and doing some shows.
That's
so,
live.
Like, we going back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so
Bun,
you and Bun going this time.
This
yeah.
time it's a tour. Like it's like
I'll
four, see, three,
I'll
four.
So you going with
yeah.
the Bun?
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
So where? Wow. So where are y'all going? Tell me what.
Nagoya.
They going big cities.
Tokyo and Yokohama.
Yeah, they big cities. Yeah, they big cities.
That's live as fuck.
Hell yeah, it is.
Hitting a big bait. Bring back some
So how long do y'all stay over there when y'all go?
It's about a week. We saying a week this time. Say the week last time.
Yeah.
So.
That's what's up. That's live as fuck, man. Damn, dog.
And it was just dope because it's like I was always obsessed with. Like I said, I was ordering fucking car DVDs from Japan.
Yeah.
So you
go over there and see the shit in real life.
Yeah, that's like the only place I ever really gave a shit about really trying to get to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was like I got there through. Music,
that's,
you know
a blessing,
I mean?
That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing for us.
Would y'all having that many spot? I mean, the many days in that limited amount of time. Do y'all get to? I guess embrace like the
yeah, nah,
the, okay,
yeah. Because even like I don't know if you seen the cover we did. Like we was up in the mountains, yeah. Like all kind of shit. Like man, it was
yeah,
real
like
dope.
To.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like I was like, I love it. The food is fire. The people fired, the clothes, the
yeah. That's
the
what
shopping.
I'm saying. So y'all know you're gonna come back with some Japanese exclusives.
Yeah, man. Like it just. It's just dope, man. Like the city just looked like, you know, that shit been there. Like that, and that's what I had done. That's what you gotta understand when you go places like that. Like, it makes you realize how young America is.
Yeah.
Like that shit been there for forever. Like, you know, they'd be like, "Oh, this is 1,000 years old." Like, ain't shit here 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
for real.
Even like they money different. You could tell like they got generational wealth on other levels because it's that these people been there for so long. And, like it's different, man. That dog is like the cops have one bullet in their gun.
No shit.
It's like crime is rare. You see no locks on nobody's bikes, and it'd be like nice ass shit. You know what I mean? Like it's cool, dog. It's a different. It shows how fucked up shit is here too. Because you know, like cops be tripping.
Right, and them cops.
Even like I remember we riding in the car, dog, and I was like, "Yo, I just realized like where's the potholes, dude? Like what's the pothole?" Like. Yeah. And then there was something about how like the car is like your car registration over there also comes with anything that goes wrong with your car is paid for.
Damn.
Like it's just like it's crazy because like you realize like none of the cars had like mismatched panels and all kind of shit. Like you know how you ride around, you get cars with dents and like how it is in America. None of that shit.
Oh, it's a whole lot of mind in Japan. You're gonna get your mind right. You're gonna go to school 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know. You're going to bow with some respect.
Yeah.
You're going to go to work. You're going to shut your mouth.
Yeah, they real respectful people. Like, super, super respectful. Food is fire, though. I had to say that again. That food is fire.
Boy, whatever. Double back on that food.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to that more than
boy,
anything.
Double back with it.
I can't wait.
Nah,
man, that's I know it's a random question, but And the last time did you go? Was you able? I don't know if you can. Was he able to smoke out there?
No.
And so it ain't flying like in Japan.
It's not a thing. Nigga, I have be seeing like rap niggas go out there and do the shit, like the big rap niggas, like, you know, like. But I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, and he even told me that they did, like, and it was dudes like, I think some of the homies might have smoked. I know they did. I just was like, when they told me what, like, you ain't gotta tell me twice, my nigga. Like, I ain't taking my chances. Yeah, like,
they locked that school.
Because you don't want to fuck around. And
you know,
Gibbs
my partner, so like, you know, I watched what he dealt with that bullshit and overseas shit. So I'm just like, you know, like when I'm overseas, I'm not going away for no weed. Nigga. Yeah. Fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, ain't happening. I was high off the trip. You know what I mean? I was good.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up. So fucking let me see, we're gonna just a couple more things, we'll get up out of here. All right, so fuck, what's next, dog? Besides like music.
No, I mean, I'm producing right now.
Producing now, right?
Yeah. So like, that's really what's next. Like, I'm good at it, so.
Oh yeah. So what's the next project that's gonna be all produced by you?
I don't know yet. Like, it's still some things up, and I got Gran Turismo coming out at 2 at the end of the year. But you know, stuff happens before that. Like, something's coming out this summer. I just ain't. I have ideas. It just
something you know, that you gonna produce on or what?
Yeah, I produced the whole thing. I started producing 3 weeks ago. I produced the whole album.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what's up.
Who's your influences? Because I know you mentioned Pharrell earlier, but your sound,
I can't. Man, like, I think too much. You bet my beats sound like less beats. Like, that's how they sound. Like, when you hear them, you're going to be like, oh, that's
just a rap on.
It just sound like everything sound like I'm making all the shit that I be asking niggas to make for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just, I'll be like, yo, can you do this? And then I don't know what it is for producers. Like, they'll always send me fire shit. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know. They just going to be using my ideas. And then I use it, and niggas like, damn, that shit hard. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, do this shit for fucking 2 years, nigga. Like, damn. Yeah. But yeah, like, it's cool. But then at the same time, like, it's going to be different shit because I got different vibes in my music, so like it's like this project I'm working on now, it just sound like summertime, and then like at the same time, Gran Turismo gonna be a whole nother. It's gonna be like the first one, so it's gonna be like a whole kind of lo-fi-ish, more melodic vibe. So it's just, you know, just trying my hands at different shit and learning these. It's just really about learning the programs. Like I said, I played music. You know what I mean? I was in the band. I know how to read music. Like it's always been there. And no disrespect to the producers, but when you're in the studio long enough and start realizing, like, niggas don't know shit about music, they just know the program.
Yeah.
It kind of made me be like, well, I could do that shit. Not on no disrespectful shit, but it's just like, it's like playing a video game. I just know how to play the game. So, like, let me get in here and just start figuring it out. You know what I mean? And I've been figuring it out. And just, gonna, you know, keep progressing with that. That's, like, my real focus. Because the rapping part, I feel like I'm nice. I'm consistent.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like shooting the jump shots. Like, you know, Steph Curry shooting threes all day like that. I've worked that muscle a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as, like, going to a verse, that shit don't take but a minute. But I see that it comes to you differently when you, like, you've built the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, you from, like, oh, I want to sample this to these drums and sequencing it and then, like, getting the whole vibe of how you want the whole record to go sonically up and down, and then putting the word in, like, knowing what words you want to put to it and shit. So
yeah,
it's like a whole, it's like, this feels like a first project to me, like, because it's like a new chapter in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm gonna like block out working with other producers, because like that's the reason I'm good at what I'm doing, is because I worked with great producers. It's like, now I just want to be able to like get in with Happy Perez and get in with Ty. Like, Ty's been sitting with me and showing me shit, and get in with like just the people I've worked with. And
man, we gotta get some shit in, man.
You know what I'm saying, your style, like the shit that you do is like, right, you know, like it's that way, you know what I'm saying? The sample-y, like, you know, drums, 808s, all that shit. So it's just like you said, shit I would rap over.
Man, fuck. So what would you don't never think, 'cause I mean, you done had the opportunity to kind of be under like niggas that have kind of like established themselves as whatever, you know what I'm saying, been bosses, created companies and shit.
Yeah.
Established brands and shit. Like, you ever think you gonna have anybody, you ever have any aspirations of kind of doing that, or taking anybody in and kind of like having artists and shit like that, or you kind of want to be to yourself?
Man, like, I feel like you gotta be responsible and make sure you're in the right position before you do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, bro, because a lot of niggas be signing niggas that have no business signing niggas.
Man, look, I always say, like, I see it all the time. I'm seeing people try to start things and everybody want to have these labels, agencies, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, man, you gotta know the game, number one. And this is a game that it's a mutating game.
Yeah.
It changes every day,
consistently,
bro. Like, every day things change. Like, I watched, even from when I first started putting out music for sale, from the iTunes down, how things went from iTunes downloads to streams. Like, just in the last 2 years.
They about to cut iTunes.
It went from iTunes sales streams to iTunes sales streams. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's how this shit works right now. And, you got to know the game. A lot of these dudes just like to sign people because, like, it's that whole bar shit. I was actually talking to somebody about this shit earlier. It's like, it sounds cool to be a boss. Like, those dudes I was around, Slim, he a leader. Like, Currency, like, they're leaders. They show us. They wasn't really, like, trying to lock me down into nothing like that. They were like, oh, you know, they just wanted to help out, you know, show a nigga the way. And that's kind of more so what I would want to do for people as of right now, because I'm just not in a position to be, you know, being responsible for your, because I'm not where I want to be. You know what I mean? I'm still busting my ass to get to where I want to be. And you can ask, like, my homies, like, we doing merch. We had to come up with that.
Yeah.
You got to come up with, I'm making beats now, producing. You know how that can, there's people that only do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People that only rap. You know what I mean? And I'm like to do shit. I just like to have my time, too. So, I can't really just be like, taking care of nobody else's career. I be seeing shit for other people. I even call Slim Time and be like, hey, man, you should try this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I see shit for other people, and eventually I do want to get to doing that. I just want to make sure that I take enough bumps and do enough things myself that I can give people real advice and really be able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a dude out here just trying to, like, do it just to do it just because of how it looks. You know what I mean? Like, because, like, I know how close to my heart my career is and my music is, and I mean, it's been a few things that's happened, like everything ain't always been peaches and cream, but I just don't like getting into that type of shit with the business, and there's been a few things I had to deal with when, you know, people fuck with your shit, and believe me, it's not cool. Like, you don't want nobody fucking with your shit, dog. Your art is your baby, and I don't want to fuck with nobody, baby. I want to, you know, but if I can give advice to anybody,
that's just what I'm going to get into. If you had to say what's maybe, like, you know, maybe three things, you know what I'm saying, you would say, like, you've either learned or, like, that you would, like, advise, you know what I'm saying, anybody who's trying to go into the game and shit.
Be yourself. That's number one, because, I mean, a lot of people make it off not being themselves, but you'll just be so much more comfortable. Like, I could be in a room with anybody, and I'm straight, you know what I mean? Like, and I see a lot of other dudes that do be themselves. I see how comfortable they are in the game. Like, a lot of the homies, like people you see, I affiliate with, a lot of them dudes themselves, like, just like we were talking about Slim a minute ago, like, they comfortable. So always be yourself. Control your shit. I ain't saying don't sign no deals, no nothing like that. Just make sure you control your shit. Always have, like, your intellectual property. Like, make sure it belongs to you. And if it doesn't, you know, if you just wanted that, just know what you're signing. Like, I don't know. That's all I can tell people with that. Yeah. Like, and, man, there's so many million things to tell people. It's hard to just say three. And I don't want to be long-winded either, because I don't know all the answers. But, yeah, man, be yourself. What I say a second? I forgot already.
If it was one thing you would do different, is there anything you would do different?
If anything I'd do differently?
Yeah.
I would say fuck more niggas, but I ain't do it. I just, like, it's a lot of shit that I let ride that I shouldn't let ride. But I'm not, I just, you know, it's, I can't be that person because it ain't me. You know what I mean? Like, it's lame to be like that.
Now, ultimately, bro, I'm a nigga that believe in karma for everybody.
Yeah, that's
there,
how I am too. Like, it's this game. Best advice I could give people trying to get into it, just understand it's fucked up.
That's
like,
a fact.
It brings the worst out of people.
If you're a good person, so if you have morals and all
like,
that
that's
shit.
That's why I say, like, with the team thing, make sure it's your, like, do business with your friends. Just do it. I know people say you can't mix business with friends. Yes, you can. There's a lot of real shit. Look at JC. All them niggas been his partners for a long time. Jay Brown, everybody, like all them people been around that's on Roc Nation. You know what I mean? Like, find you a solid circle that you trust. Stick with them dudes. And when you see, if somebody show you who he is, believe him.
That's a real life.
Like, fuck the rap game, but especially in this music business too, though. At the same time, like, it's when somebody shows you who they is, believe them, because man, you can waste a lot of time fucking with people and like expecting shit to change and all that shit.
That's
like
a fact.
Yeah, don't waste your time. Just stay focused on your shit, because there's a lot of personal shit in this music shit. Like you know, you gotta keep your head on the swivel. you know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, that's real shit. That's real shit.
You got
shit.
Like, yeah, it's a mental thing. Like, this shit, I watch this shit crush niggas.
No, fuck you, because I'm going to tell you this, like, dog. Yeah. If you come into the game and you, like, you know, I don't want to say, you know, raised a certain way, just have morals and certain beliefs and certain principles and things you stand on, when you get into the game, you're going to get around a bunch of motherfuckers that don't. You know what I'm saying? And that shit will fuck with you.
My nigga Mug, my nigga, rest in peace, my nigga Mug, and it's his birthday today. He struggled with that. You know what I mean? Like, he struggled with that. Like, and we all did, because it's like you expect people to be a certain way because you was raised a certain way.
Right.
And this game, man, like, right now we in this business has gone from who's the most talented to who gets the most attention.
Yeah.
And like, people like myself, like, I'm not built like that. I can't wake up and think of an Instagram skit to make you fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. I'm an artist. You know what I mean? All I can do is make music. That's why I go further and deeper into that. And I try to perfect that. But it's like now, man, like people like that don't know how to do that. You watch them try so hard.
Yeah.
And it's almost like sickening. Like you feel bad for them. It's like, man, stop doing that. They're going to fuck with you if you just be you. Right. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
I just like I do want to see the game get to a better spot where, like, I just don't want to see the kids keep succumbing to that attention shit, like that Tekashi shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it sucks to see how it ends. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Like, yeah, like that's why that Nipsey shit was so sad, like, to me, because I feel like, man, I watched that. Like I never forget that dude handed me a CD after he opened up for J-Rock, who opened up for the game. You know what I mean? Seeing him to go that from that to where he was and be one of the few real dudes, that was just like crazy. Like, it sucked to see that, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, who's the other big artist right now?
Right.
Fills that void, like, on a big level? Like, cause he was on a level, you know, like, a lot of the dudes that have that standard or from that cloth of the game, they're not really that big. You know what I mean? He was big. Like, he was
Cole
Grammy nominated. Cole probably the closest thing, but Cole don't speak to the streets.
Right.
Right.
No disrespect to Cole.
No, he
should. If you're from the streets, you should listen to Cole.
Right.
But Nipsey directly spoke to the streets because his background, so the streets automatically listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's speaking the same thing Cole is speaking. Like, you know, he's speaking nothing but positivity. And it just, now it's like, damn, who gonna fill that void, you know? That leadership void for people that you know, he was like the Jay-Z to these guys, to the like the little 16, 17 year old dudes who was tuning into him, like we was tuning in the hole.
Yeah.
Or like how niggas, like I was telling you the other day, like I tuned into Ross like that. I know niggas might feel a certain way about
Ross.
Like,
Ross,
like Ross's background or whatever, all that other shit.
I
but
ain't
as far
got
as
do
music,
with nothing, man. Yeah, yeah.
And even shit like Ross motivated us to like, I think I feel like there was like a baton pass from that Jay-Z type of cloud. And you had like Jay-Z, he did it for that era. I think like Rosé and Jeezy and them,
absolutely,
they did it for Ross, and Tip.
Ross for sure, because I mean the nigga went by the Evander Holyfield career.
Yeah, that,
you know,
I really,
like,
I didn't
want to
leave out Jeezy
like
and them,
like,
but they, me personally, I would say Ross, because he did the business and the label.
Yeah.
He did the Meek Mill, he did the Wale, he bought Holyfield crib, the Wingstop.
Right.
He moved, like, he made the whole money. And Nipsey seemed like very much so that he was
on that trajectory.
He was on that path, bro, like for sure. Like, cause he was doing it in LA, it's expensive to do anything now.
Yeah.
So he was making a lot of, making a lot of money and making a lot of moves and then giving a lot of game. So it's like right now, who's gonna be that next dude, like, you know, on that level to keep that leadership going for people like that. You know what I mean? It's needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit is super needed.
Yeah, that's, nah,
like,
for sure.
Like, he wasn't begging for attention. Going back to what we were saying, like, it was just like, it was, he
was one of the ones that made it through all that bullshit.
Yeah, he nominated
bullshit.
A Grammy, yeah, off good music, off of, yeah, grind. Like, that was about as organic as you can get, bro. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, think, yeah, of nothing more organic than that. That was, right, nominated for a Grammy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we watched this man.
And not just nominated a Grammy, but owned his masters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
It sucks, but it's also beautiful to see that his family was set up
correctly, right?
Correctly for if something like the worst, like, happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and that should be an example too, and another, and motivation and reason for niggas to want to get on that shit, because it's like, shit, this nigga ain't know he was gonna die, but he just so happened to already have his game tight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where,
and just off streams and merch alone, this kid's straight for life. Yeah. Off the last 2 months.
Nip moving $200 hats, man. Shouts out to Nip. Yeah. Nip moving $200 snapbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they back order.
Yeah,
man.
Shit.
Yeah, that's just, you know, like, and that's why even other artists, like, but like, I like the Tyler, the Creators, the Travis Scott's.
Dope.
Like, these dudes just making good music, you know what I mean? They're not really going out and being nothing.
Chasing like, a sound
like,
and shit like that.
In TMZ, they're not being extra, they're not doing, I mean, no, Travis got the Kylie chick, but that, they don't be in no tabloid shit. Like, they all just really kind of like,
it's just about the music.
Yeah, just doing good music. And I like people that just, like Cole, if it ain't no music going on, you don't see him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even Dom Kennedy, the homie, like, you don't see him if it ain't no music. Like, these niggas ain't just running around trying to be like, look at me, or walk around with the guns and the cash and every picture just looking like you got to have the props. No disrespect to the little niggas that do that, but I was the biggest Boosie fan in the world, my niggas, so don't believe me. We did it. There's pictures of me in the mix holding a couple 20s in my hand and shit like that. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like,
big
you know,
M-ball status.
Yeah,
nah, that's what's up, man. Yeah. With that, shit, man, we appreciate you coming through, bro. This shit been a real good real good time, man. Listen, man, y'all follow him. Give up with your social media and all that shit.
Steak and Shrimp. Steak X Shrimp. That's everything. .com, Instagram, Twitter.
Already. And where can you get the merch and all that? You know what I'm saying?
SteakXShrimp.com.
That's Brandon for you.
That's
Brandon
for you.
That's Brandon for you.
Everything on iTunes, Spotify, man. Stream that. Spotify title pay the most, man.
And what's the watch the videos on YouTube and shit,
yeah,
too.
YouTube,
you know what I'm
all that shit. They don't pay me, but that's cool.
Yeah, YouTube don't pay. But that's what's up, man. We finna get up out of here, man. We appreciate you coming through. It's your
appreciate
boy Donnie Houston. Got my boy Peace.
Yeah.
Devo.
Kim K is out here freeing folks. Free Tire Shop Mike.
Every this y'all don't know. This nigga say free his partner at the end of every episode. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah. Them niggas looking like, who the fuck is Tire Shop Mike? You know what I'm saying? But nah, Lean, you know
everything
what I'm saying?
Everything continue, man.
Already, Les, what you got before we get up out of here?
Shit, I don't know.
Steak and Shrimp. All that shit.
Peace, love, man. Everybody just be happy.
Yeah, already, man. We out of here. Donnie Houston.